Welcome to The Lay Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Well, I hope that you're enjoying our study of what the Old Testament has to say about the promised Messiah. Tom Murray has been working very hard to help us understand the important teachings concerning the Messiah. Much of this material may be new for you, but as Tom has said before, though we're lay disciples and not seminarians, the Holy Spirit can help us understand these important truths. Join us now as Tom discusses the Angel of Jehovah.
Well, welcome back to our broadcast. I left you last time. We were discussing the second personality in the triunity of the Godhead that the Scriptures mention, and that is the Angel of Jehovah. Now, he is referred to as the Angel of Jehovah, or Malak Yahvevate, but it's always in the singular. There is only one Angel of Jehovah, or he's referred to as the Angel of the God, but that too is always singular with the definite oracle the, that is the one angel of the one God. But then there is a term you will find in translated called the angels of God, which is Malakei Elohim in the Hebrew, but that term is not in the singular, it's in the plural. And it is never used with a definite article the because it's plural. There's not just one angels of God. There is only one angel of Jehovah. That's the second person in the Godhead. Now, as I said, the third expression, the angels of God, is used in general terms in your Bible to speak of ordinary angels. But the first two expressions, the angel of Jehovah and the angel of God, describe a very special and a very distinct individual. That's why he's called the angel of Jehovah and the angel of God. And that is the angel of Jehovah, or the second person in the triunity of the Godhead. Now, can we see this illustrated for us in Scripture? Yes. If you will look in the book of Judges in chapter 6, verse 20 and 21, you will notice where the same person is described first in verse 20 as the angel of the God, and then in verse 21 he's described as the angel of Jehovah. This is also brought out in Judges chapter 13 in verse 3, and there is a reference to the angel of Jehovah. And later in verse 9, this same individual, the angel of Jehovah, is called the angel of God, but always in the singular, always with the definite article the in front of it. So consistently throughout the Hebrew text, there is a distinction that is made between ordinary angels and this unique person referred to as both the angel of Yahvevate and the angel of the God, the same person. So the angel of Jehovah is clearly revealed as being different in stature, different in nature, and a different person and essence from ordinary angels. Now, the angel of Jehovah is, in fact, Jehovah himself, meaning that he is God. Now, what the Hebrew grammar is trying to show as we read the Hebrew Scriptures is that this unique individual, the second person in the triunity, is, in fact, God himself, which is another problem to the Jewish mind because they did not believe and do not believe that the Messiah was actually to be God as well, both God and man. Well, in virtually every context where this angel of Jehovah appears, he is referred to as both the angel of Jehovah and as Jehovah himself. Now, let me give you some examples that show that correlation. In Genesis chapter 16, let me read verses 7 to 14 to you. And the angel of Jehovah, there's our person, found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's handmaid, whence camest thou? and whither goest thou? Now, the angel of Jehovah, or the second person in the triunity of the Godhead, is having this discussion with Hagar, and she said, I am fleeing from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of Jehovah said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of Jehovah said unto her, I will greatly multiply thy seed, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of Jehovah said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Ishmael, because Jehovah hath heard thy affliction, and he shall be a wild ass among men. His hand shall be against every man, in every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell over against all his brethren. And she called the name of Jehovah that spake unto her. Now notice, the angel of Jehovah is the one speaking to Hagar, but then it says in verse 13 of Genesis 16, and she called the name of Jehovah that spake unto her, Thou art a God that seeth. For she said, Have I even here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beir Laharoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. Now, there are four references in this passage to the angel of Jehovah. Verse 7, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11. But then in verse 13, as I pointed out, is the reference to Jehovah himself. And Hagar names the place, You are a God that sees. So she clearly connected the angel of Jehovah as being God. In Genesis 22, verses 9 to 16, let me read. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son Isaac. And then the angel of Jehovah, there's our person, called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son Isaac. And Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of Jehovah it shall be provided. And the angel of Jehovah, there's our person, called unto Abraham a second time out of heaven, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith Jehovah, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. Now twice here he is called the angel of Jehovah, in verses 11 and 15, but in verse 12 he is clearly referred to as God, and in verse 16 the angel of Jehovah is actually called Jehovah. And in Genesis 31, verses 11 to 13, we read, And the angel of God, that's another reference to the second person, the angel of God, with the definite article, not angels, but singular angel, with the definite article, said unto me in the dream, Jacob, and I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes, and see. All the he-goats which leap upon the flock are ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now rise and get thee out of this land and return unto the land of thy nativity. Now in verse 11 in Genesis 31, there's the reference to the angel of the God. That's that singular, always referring to the second person in the triunity. But when he speaks in verse 13, he says, I am the God of Bethel. Clearly, the angel of Jehovah is God, the second member of the plurality. Let me give you another one. In Genesis 32, 24 to 30, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was strained as he wrestled with him, that is, with this man. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And the man said, I will not let thee go. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go until thou bless me. And he said unto him, that is, this man that Jacob was wrestling with, What is thy name? And Jacob said, My name is Jacob. And this man said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For thou hast striven with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And so he blessed Jacob there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For, said Jacob, I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Now this is a very famous passage which describes Jacob wrestling with the angel of Jehovah. But with whom is he actually wrestling? Well, in verse 28 we're told, For thou hast striven with God. And after this, in verse 30, Jacob declares, I have seen God face to face. So the angel that he wrestled with is also recognized to be God himself. Therefore, another proof from the Hebrew Scriptures that the angel of Jehovah, or the angel of the God, is also God himself, which speaks to the triunity in the Godhead and refers to the second personality in that triunity in the one Godhead. Well, I'm out of time. I think maybe in our next broadcast we'll continue to look at some of these passages that clearly define the angel of Jehovah as being equal to God himself and being very God. But in the meantime, I hope you'll let us know at our home office here in Memphis and through our website at www.milktomeat.org how you're enjoying the broadcast.
Thank you, Tom. Well, I hope these programs are helping you get a better understanding about God's plan for your life. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. Now make plans to join us again next time right here for The Lay Disciple.